So nice to see you guys.
很高兴又再次见到大家。
And happy Mid-Autumn Festival.
大家中秋节快乐。
The Alive group started yesterday. We had hot pot yesterday.
哦，我们昨天跟 Alive 还一起吃了火锅。
And I'm glad to speak to all of you at the same time for once.
我很高兴今天又可以跟大家再次在一起，一起来讲述一些事情。
These days, God is reminding me to speak about disciples.
这些天呢，神一直在提醒我说，我要跟大家讲一下关于门徒的事情。
God seems to be reminding me to do that in the middle of the night too.
神好像在每次的午夜两点一直在提醒我说，我要跟大家说这个事情。
Getting older, I don't sleep as well as before.
我觉得我现在有点年纪渐长了，晚上睡得不太踏实。
So I wake up in the middle of the night.
所以我晚上有时候醒来之后。
However, that time can be used for something good.
那个时间醒了之后，我干什么呢？我就拿来用来读个经。
In order to sleep again, I have to read for 1 hour.
有时候为了能够再睡回去，我得再读一个小时的经。
And recently, I've been reading about how a church should make disciples.
最近呢，我在读关于我们的教会该如何培养门徒的事情。
All churches should make disciples.
所有的教会都应该专注于培养他的门徒。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because we have been commanded by Jesus.
因为我们这是耶稣的大使命告诉我们的。
That was his final words in the Great Commission in Matthew 28:18-20.
因为这个是在大使命马太福音28:18-20里面告诉我们的事情。
Many churches say they are making disciples.
很多教会都说啊，他们其实是有在培养门徒的。
However, they're not really doing it.
但实际上他们是有这么做吗？
Instead, they are pushing knowledge into people's heads.
他们把一些圣经上的知识灌输到人们的脑中。
And that is faking making disciples.
那其实充其量并不是真正是在做培养门徒。
Not making followers of Christ.
他们并没有在培养基督的追随者。
We need to obey Christ in our lives.
我们需要按照基督的顺服基督。
The vision of NCCC in Oslo is to be and make committed followers of Christ.
而我们奥斯陆教会的愿景是说我们要成为并培养耶稣基督的追随者。
I love this vision as it is about making disciples.
我喜欢这个愿景，因为它跟我们要培养门徒是一个道理。
So far, so good.
目前看起来我们都做得挺好的。
But don't let good be the enemy of better.
但是我们不要认为这个目前的好就阻碍我们变得更好。
Ask yourself, how can you become a better disciple of Christ?
问问自己怎么样可以成为一个更好的耶稣基督的门徒。
We probably come up with many different answers because we are different people.
我们可能每个人心里的答案都各有不同。
But still, generally speaking, how can we grow up to serve Christ better?
那我们再说回来，一般来说，我们的问题如何才能在耶稣基督里成长呢？
The text today is pretty straightforward.
今天这个经文其实是非常的直白的。
We have read it before, so I don't want to read it again.
我们之前已经读过了，我们这里就不再赘述了。
Can you forward one? Yeah, let's go straight to verse 14. There it is. Let us read verse 14 again.
让我们一起来读第十四章。
Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
We all know what infants or commonly called babies are.
我们通常知道小婴孩是什么样的。
They need all kind of help to survive.
他们需要各种各样的帮助才能够存活下来。
They must be fed.
他们要需要你喂养他。
They must be clothed.
你要给他穿衣穿暖。
And they must be sheltered.
他们还需要一个遮风挡雨的地方。
No, left alone, they will die.
如果你放任他不管，他可能就活不下去了。
Children are a little bit better taking care of themselves.
而稍微年长一点的小孩子，可能他们知道如何照顾自己一点。
But we all know how children can forget their opinions and easily be talked into changing their minds.
而但是我们也知道，小孩子他是很容易忘记自己在想的东西，你也很容易，轻轻松松的就可以说服他。
One moment they're angry and scared.
那一刻他可能非常的生气，可能很害怕。
But 5 minutes later, all is forgotten.
但五分钟之后，可能他完全就忘了自己为什么生气、为什么害怕的事情了。
They're happy again.
所以他们有可能又开心起来了。
New Christians are like that too.
那我们想想，新的基督徒是不是也有些像这些小孩子一样
？And sometimes old Christians too. Sorry.
有时候一些资深的基督徒也会这样。
But before we getting big, good sound biblical knowledge, it's easy to pick up false teaching.
那我们在获得一些比较可靠的圣经知识之前，是很容易接受这些错误的误导的。
Let's go to verse 15. Yeah, here it comes. The verse 15 reads like this. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head. That is Christ.
第十五章说，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
When we come to Christ, we come with our whole life.
我们来到基督面前的时候，我们是带着我们整一个生命的。
We come with our good and bad habits.
我们带着我们的好与坏的习惯。
We come with our good and bad values.
我们也带着我们好与坏的价值观。
As new Christians, we need to learn to, a new way of life and change our values.
作为一个新的基督徒，通常我们需要学习新的生活方式，以及能够改变我们价值观的好的地方。
When we accept the salvation of Christ, our life gets a new purpose and a new center.
当我们接受耶稣基督做我们的中心的时候，我们其实也就是接受了我们生活有了新的目标和新的中心。
We start living for Christ and try to live according to His wish.
我们开始为耶稣基督而活，为了我们生活有新，按照他的意愿而活。
We are taught new values in the church, in sermons.
我们在教会里常常学到一些新的价值观，在我们在学习讲道小组里面都会学到。
In study groups and through our Christian friends.
或者在我们的查经小组里面，或者在我们教会的一些朋友当中，我们也会学到。
Personally, I don't believe our sermons to you are the most important part of learning to be and live like a Christian.
其实，平心来讲，我个人是觉得我们平时只是靠讲道，并不能让我们真正成为学习如何成为一个耶稣基督的追随者的最重要的一些学习内容，在讲道中能学到。
Of course, we need to hear sermons, but this is what I mean.
当然我们是需要听讲道的，只是说我觉得这里还有更多东西需要补充。
I know how easy it is to forget what has been preached on a Sunday.
我知道大家在听完讲道之后，其实很容易去忘记今天讲道又讲了些什么。
I have tested myself many times.
我自己其实是已经测试我自己好多次了。
Sometimes when leaving church, I will ask myself what was preached today.
有时候离开教会之后，我回头想想，哎，今天教会讲了什么呀
？It's a bit embarrassing.
有时候有一些些小小的尴尬。
After church coffee.Almost all of it is gone.
教会的咖啡喝了一杯之后，我就真的有点忘了我刚刚说什么了。
However, we don't need to be embarrassed. This is how people really are.
我们其实也不用太尴尬，因为这个其实就是人之常情。
I suspect when you discuss with your friends and talk about with them, it's more memorable.
其实我觉得，如果大家跟你的朋友聊天，或者是跟你的朋友讲述今天听到的事情，这个内容可能让你更加的印象深刻。
I think that those who trust and loves you and knows loves you in the church is more able to influence you.
而那些在教会里你信任的和那些爱你的人跟你说的话，其实能让你更加的印象深刻。
And this is how I understand Ephesians 4:15.
这就是我能够理解的，在这个以弗所书第十五章里面的话语。
Because who is the ones who are speaking the truth in love?
是谁在用爱说真话？
What was Paul, the author of Ephesians, talking about?
保罗就是以弗所书的作者，他到底在讲述什么
？Well, the who is sometimes God.
这个 who 这个人谁，其实是我们的上帝。
Sometimes God speaks the truth directly into our hearts and minds.
有时候神就是把他的话语直接在我们的心灵上。
For example, when a Bible verse from your daily devotion hits your heart.
比如说你每天祷告的时候，圣经上的经文是不是直击你的心灵
However, most of the time, I think the ones who are speaking the truth in love is your brothers and sisters in church.
但是有时候我觉得真正能够对你用爱来说真话的是你在教会的弟兄姐妹们。
We are supposed to speak the truth about each other, to each other, to grow.
我们应该对彼此说真心话。
We need each other.
我们需要彼此。
We need each other as mirrors to be able to see who we really are.
我们需要彼此做自己的明镜，让我们知道我们真正是谁。
And even when we have done, because even when we have done something bad, we are so often able to come with all kinds of excuses and explanations.
有时候我们做了一些错事或者不该的事情，我们常常会出现很多的啊自我解释或者把这个事情圆过来的借口。
We need someone who speaks the truth in love to us.
我们需要有些人能够用爱的语言来点醒我们。
As a matter of fact, I believe the people in the church are set there to help us grow up in Christ.
我觉得在教会里的会众们或者弟兄姐妹，就是神在教会里安排给我们，让我们能够来警醒自己的人。
But one very important thing to note is that the truth must be spoken in love.
但是很重要的一点是，不要忘记这些话都要用爱来出发。
Truth without love is often hurting and damaging.
如果实话它并没有带着爱来述说的话，它常常会非常的伤人。
It can have the opposite effect. It can make things worse.
它可能并没有达到你本来想要达到的初衷，反倒让事情变得更糟糕。
I believe you can only speak the truth in love if the other person knows you really care, that he or she knows that you have the best intentions.
因为如果你知道那些对你关心的人对你说的这些用爱来说出的真话，你会觉得他其实是真正的关心你，他是怀着非常大的善意的。
And if you have a friend who speaks the truth about yourself, even when it's uncomfortable and sometimes even painful, you have a true friend.
有时候你觉得这个朋友说的话让你觉得不太中听，但是有一点别忘了，至少他是一个你的真朋友。
Yes, truth can be painful.
是的，有时候真相可能会让你觉得有些痛苦。
But that pain might be necessary.
但是这种痛苦可能是必要的。
And in the end, it can be liberating to your life.
而最终你了解真相之后会让你有所解脱。
When you know the truth, real change can happen.
当你了解真相的时候事情就会发生改变。
Many years ago, preparing to go to Hong Kong as a missionary, Bochi and I attended a course in a place called Henry Martin Training Center in London.
很多年前我跟宝珠一起要去准备做香港去传道的时候，我们有先去英国的一个亨利马丁培训中心做一些学习。
From that course, one thing stands out in my memory.
在那个学习过程当中，有一件事情让我特别的印象深刻。
The center told us a short story about how he was part of an accountability group.
而那个教导中心的有一个人，他告诉我，他是一个问责小组的成员。
It's nice when it's working, huh?
不错，这个现在可以自己动起来了。
Accountability group, what is that?
这个问责小组是个什么意思呢？
Patrick and some of his friends, persons he really trusted, have promised to always speak the truth to each other.
帕特里克就是这个人，他和他的一些朋友是他们一些真正互相信任的人，他们呢就是承诺说会对彼此永远说真话。
Patrick told us his friends were guardian of his relationship to Jesus.
他说他是他的其他朋友跟神之间关系的守护者。
They had promised each other to tell the truth to each other.
他们对互相承诺说我们要对彼此说实话。
When they were asked about their prayer and quiet time life and all other things, they were supposed to tell the truth.
那当被问到他们就说他们要祷告或者有进修生活的时候，他们就承诺要对彼此说实话。
Do you know that you are much more likely to read and pray the Bible often if you ask a friend to check if you have really done it?
大家有没有觉得说，如果你提醒你的朋友说，你要告诉我，提醒我下个礼拜我要去读经，我要去祷告，这个情况下，是不是你更加有更大的可能性你会去祷告和查经？
Of course, too much pressure is not good.
当然了，有时候压力太大不太好。
But some light, friendly pressure can be really good.
但是有些一些轻松的、友好的提示其实是挺棒的。
If you accept it voluntarily, it can make a big difference. At least it does to me.
如果你是自愿接受这个挑战的话，其实它会给你带来很大的不同。
Of course, we feel good about ourselves when we have done our daily devotion.
如果我们在每日祷告之后，你会觉得，哎，这个今天的感觉挺棒的。
However, don't forget.
但是我们不要忘记。
Prayer and quiet time with God is not something you do because you are good.
你能够有祷告和上帝有一段静默的关系，并不是因为你做得多棒。
It's a privilege.
也是这是一种特权。
God loves you and wants to have a close relationship to you.
是因为神爱我们，他愿意跟我们有一段亲密的关系。
Thank you. Verse 16 says this.
现在我们来到第十六节。
From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各安各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
This verse is also fairly easy to understand.
这段经文其实非常容易理解的。
The body, that is the church, consists of many parts.
这个身体也就是所谓的教会，是由许多的部分来组成起来的。
And we are the different parts of the body.
我们就是这个身体的各个不同的部分。
What is the human body like?
那是人的身体到底是什么样子的呢？
You probably know some, but for short, it's like this.
那我们大家可能知道，简短来说是这样。
On the outside, we have the skin.
外面我们有皮肤。
And a little deeper flesh.
那里面有可能有一些皮肉。
Yet deeper still, muscles and ligaments.
而更深层的是肌肉和韧带。
And at the core, our body has bones.
而我们身体的核心是骨头。
The muscles both support and protect our bones and make the body able to move around and do stuff.
而肌肉能够支撑我们的骨骼，能够让我们的身体互相的运动。
Ligaments are a bit more unusual word.
这个韧带其实不是一个太常见的词。
If you want more detail, you can Google it or use an AI bot.
如果大家对有些知识，尤其是这个韧带想要了解，可以去谷歌啊，或者去 AI 了解。
But ligaments are kind of like rope and strings inside your body.
而韧带就像它的绳子。在你身体里面的绳子一样。
They tie the bones and the muscle together.
他们把骨肉连在一起。
The Norwegian word for ligaments are bone and sen.
而挪威人对韧带的称呼是说叫 bone 或者 sen.
Have you ever heard about a footballer who have trouble with his cosh bone?
大家有听过这个足球运动员跟他的韧带有一些问题的吗？
Cosh bone is a ligament that keeps your knees together.
这个词 cosh bone 其实就是所目这里所说的韧带，可以把你的肌肉连接在一起。
You can hardly walk if you have trouble with your cosh bone.
如果你韧带出了问题，可能你就走不了路了。
Speaking of the church, what are the ropes and strings that hold our church body together?
那我们说回我们的教会，我们的教会如果没有这样的绳索的话，会是什么样呢？
I believe they are the love and relationship that exists between us in our church.
我相信我们教会的这个韧带就是我们教会中存在的爱和关系。
Verse 16 says ligaments must be grown and built up.
第十六节里面说到，韧带必须成长和建立起来。
Now our body comes with the ligaments made by God.
我们的身体是由神造给我们的这个韧带。
But spiritual ligaments must be grown and strengthened.
而我们精神上的韧带是需要我们后天去成长、去加强的。
The thing that builds good ligaments in church are love and caring between people.
而教会中让我们能够建立良好的韧带，就是我们之间的互相关心和切实的实际行动。
And I can see a lot of caring and love in the church today.
我看到今天有好多的爱在我们当中。
Thinking about all the food.
想想等一下的美食。
I guess that these ligaments are even more important for church growth than how smart or what kind of church strategy we have.
我想这个韧带其实比有些教会所谓我们需要有一些更聪明的策略让教会成长来得对教会更有用。
And if we have love and care and add strategy, our church will become better and grow.
如果在爱和添加爱和关心中再加上这些韧带，我们的教会变成更加好的一个教会。
Relationship and is so important between people.
互相之间的关系是非常非常的重要的。
While I was writing this sermon for NMS, I was asked by a person employed in NMS, if I could do something.
当我在写这段讲道经文的时候 ，NMS 有一个员工在问我说，他可我可不可以帮他做个什么事情
When asked, I felt I really didn't have the time to do that.
那时候我就觉得说，哎呀，
我
真的是精力时间太有限了，我可能真的做不到。
So I wanted to turn the request down.
其实我那时候是想要拒绝的。
However, in the end, I changed my mind.
但是最后我又改变了我的想法。
The reason why I said yes was so simple.
其实原因说 yes 的原因非常的简单。
I liked the person who asked me.
因为我喜欢这个人。
Since I'm talking so much about love, I need to define what love is and isn't. What is love?
那鉴于我们已经谈了这么多关于爱的话题，那我们来想一下，什么到底什么是爱？
One bad thing about today's society is that love has become almost synonymous with sex and getting satisfaction in some kind or other.
当今社会的有一个坏处是说，当人们说到爱的时候，它几乎就成了性和获得某种满足的代名词。
But this is not true love.
但其实这种情况它不是真的。
The word, as it is used today, often is just another word for lust.
在某种情况下，爱只是欲望的另一种代表。
Lust can be described as wanting something for your own pleasure.
欲望可以描述为你想为了自己的快乐而做的一些事情。
Another picture for lust can be called fish love.
而欲望的另外一个形象表示可以表示为鱼爱。
I didn't make this concept by myself, but I read it somewhere. Fish love is like this.
我这个不是我自己杜撰出来的，其实是我在某些书上看到的。它叫做鱼爱。
Fish love is a special kind of love that is quite common among humans.
鱼爱其实在人类当中是非常常见的一种情感。
The more fish love that exists, the worse society is becoming. It's selfish love.
鱼爱如果越多的话，社会就会 越糟糕，因为它是一种自私的爱的表现。
I think many Chinese agree with the saying, I love fish. Particularly in Hong Kong, they love fish.
很多中国人会说，哎，我喜欢鱼啊，尤其是在香港来的，可能说，哎，我喜欢鱼。
In Hong Kong, almost every second restaurant is a seafood restaurant.
在香港差不多，每隔一间餐馆，你就能看见一家海鲜大酒店。
We go across town to Lau Fa Shan and eat fish there.
你可以去浮流山吃海鲜。
First, we choose the fish from a live fish from the tanks.
所以对农人来说，要从一个鱼缸里捞出活鱼来。
You look at the fish and I look at you.
你看着那个鱼，鱼也看着你。
Then you have it cooked and served.
然后那条鱼就被拿去煮了，然后就把它摆到你的桌面上。
It's really nice to go out there and eat fish.
这个吃鱼的方式可真的是太棒了。
However, if you say you love fish, what are you actually saying?
但是你说哎，我可喜欢鱼了，那其实你是在表达什么呢？
You're saying you love to eat fish.
你其实是在说我喜欢吃鱼。
Do you think the fish will love you back?
你觉得这个鱼会也爱回你吗？
Or grateful for that love?
或觉得说，哎，你吃我，这是一个很感恩的事情吗？
The answer is pretty clear.
当然，这个回答肯定是否定的。
If the fish really understood, or maybe they do, they hate you.
如果鱼真的知道你的用意是什么，它可能会恨上你。
You need to kill you need to kill it to enjoy that love.
你需要宰杀它，你才能够享受到这种快乐。
What then is love?
那到底爱是什么呢？
Love, real love, is not a feeling so much.
真正爱其实它根本不是一种感觉。
It is something you do.
而是你做的事情。
Do something for others is real love.
你为别人做的某些事情才是真正爱的表达。
C.S. Lewis is a famous Christian author in England.
C.S. Lewis 他是一位英国著名的基督教作家。
He wrote the Narnia stories, and of course the film was made from it.
大家可能比较了解他是因为他写了《纳尼亚传奇》。
But he has written so many good books.
但他也写了很多不同的很好的著作。
One book is called The Four Loves.
其中一本书叫做他也写了很多好很棒的书，其中一本叫做《四种爱》。
It's written in 1960.
是
And you should read it if you can.
如果大家能找到这本书，很推荐来读一读。
C.S. Lewis described four different types of love.
他在这个书里面描述了四种不同的爱。
No.
Next.
Yeah. What is real love?
到底什么是真爱？
Well, the first love is affection.
首先第一种是亲情。
That love arises from the familiarity found where people stay together like in a family.
这些是在你周遭的人跟你形成和组成家庭的那些人。
Friendship often consists of shared interests and mutual respect.
然后就是友情，跟你享有共同的兴趣爱好的一群人。
And then you have romantic love called eros.
然后你有这个浪漫的爱情，叫做就是爱情。
This includes sexual love.
这甚至还包括了肉体上的。
And finally, you have agape or charity love.
还有就是所谓最后一种叫做 agape， 是无私的爱，是来自神的爱。
So of course, agape is a Greek word.
所以 agape 是一个很好的词。
Of course, these four different types of love is difficult to separate.
其实这四种爱是很难完全清晰的互相割裂开的。
They interact with each other.
他们互相是其实互相作用的。
When writing them down as four different loves is a simplification, of course.
当时我们写下这四种是属于归类的简单的方式。
And it helps us to understand love.
那让我们更加能够明白爱由什么来组成。
C.S. Lewis felt that the most important kind of love was agape or a charitable love.
而 C.S. Lewis 他认为最重要的爱就是这里面的第四种爱，无私的爱，神的爱。
This is the love that Jesus had for us when he died on the cross so that our sins could be forgiven.
而这种爱正是耶稣基督在十架上为我们舍得，能够让我们得到赦免的爱。
This is the love we generally say we want to have among us in the church.
也就是这种爱是我们教会迫切需要的，能在我们教会中彼此相爱的爱。
I once heard a funny riddle.
我有一次呢，听到了一个很好玩的寓言。
It was said it was made by the bishop of the Malaysian Singapore Lutheran Church, Reverend Terry Key.
这是我一个来自马来西亚新加坡信义教会的一个前主教 Terry Key 那个牧师那里听来的。
I met Terry Key myself, and he's really funny guy.
我和那个 Terry Key 牧师之间见过，他真的是一个很有趣的人。
The joke is a riddle, and the task is to figure out what is the difference between heaven and hell.
而这个小小的寓言的故事呢，它其实是为了让你弄清楚什么是天堂，什么是地狱。
So I hope you haven't heard it before.
我希望好像这里有听过这个故事的人吗？
A visitor, to both heaven and hell, had found that both places had round table.
一个呢游客他去天堂和地狱，他发觉哎这两个地方呢都有圆的桌子，就是圆桌。
Terry Key is Chinese, right? So he has to have round tables.
这个牧师呢他是个中国人，所以他呢通常是用圆桌的。
On both tables there were plenty of food.
那两个桌子上呢摆了满满的食物。
And both heaven and hell allowed the people to eat.
那天堂和地狱呢都允许人们尽情的去吃。
And both places had one rule about eating.
但是呢两个地方都有一个规则，关于吃的这个规则是。
You were only allowed to eat with 2-meter-long chopsticks.
两个地方呢你只可以允许用一个2米长的筷子去吃那些东西。
Now, you have heard the similarities between heaven and hell. The question was, what was the difference?
那大家都会想说，那在天堂和地狱用这个筷子吃饭会有什么不同呢？
As you are Chinese, maybe you already guessed the difference.
那大家有猜到这个区别的在哪里吗？
Go on to the next one too. Yeah.In hell, the people try to eat by themselves.
在地狱里面，每个人都自己吃自己的，他想要自己喂自己。
In heaven, the people fed each other.
而在天堂里面，拿着两米筷子的人是互相喂食。
Of course, we all know that eating with 2-meter-long chopsticks is very, very difficult, maybe impossible.
那我们大家都知道，拿着两米长的筷子吃饭几乎是不可能的。
Referring this image back to our church.
那看到这幅图像，我们回到我们的教会来。
The more we are willing to sacrifice for each other, the better our church will be.
那如果每一个人都会愿意为教会做出更多的牺牲，我们的教会就会变得越来越好。
Or said with other words, the more agape love in our church, the better our church will be to be in and to worship in.
如果我们教会中更加充满这种 agape 无私的爱的话，那我们的教会就会越来越适合用来敬拜上帝。
The more love we are able to give to each other, the better our church will be, and the more people will be attracted to God.
我们彼此之间付出给予更多的爱，我们的教会就会越来越好，因此我们教会也会吸引更多的人来我们的教会。
What kind of church do we need to get more love?
那我们的教会需要什么样的教会才能获得更多的爱呢？
How should we organize our church to get more agape love?
我们要怎么样组织我们的教会，让我们的教会能够存在更多无私的爱呢？
We will of course never be perfect, but we should aim at it.
我们可能永远无法达到完美的境地，但是我们至少要朝着这个方向努力。
In my former church called Amazing Grace Lutheran Church in Hong Kong, we made some progress.
我之前的教会是香港的奇恩路德教会，我们那时候取得了一些小小的进展。
I often call this church AGLC.
我常常叫这个教会叫做 AGLC。
AGLC was serious of trying to establish a disciple-making church and spent a long time planning it.
AGLC 呢，很认真地试图建立了一个门徒教会，并且呢，花了很长的时间进行规划。
And in the end, we decided on a one-on-one model among other models for our discipleship training.
最后呢，我们开始进行一对一的门徒训练。
Other models could have been one-on-three or one-on-12.
这种门徒训练会有不同的模式。
All have different pros and cons.
他们各有利弊。
The important thing is, of course, to produce disciples.
但是他最终的目的都是为了为神带来更多的门徒。
In AGLC, we had one disciple taking care of one disciple.
在这个 AGLC 教会，我们是一对一的，一个门徒照顾一个门徒。
The disciple would be a more experienced Christian, and the disciple a less experienced Christian.
这个训练的门徒训练者，他会是相对比较有经验的基督徒，而门徒是相对经验少一些的。
So simple.
所以这其实就是这么简单。
Because you don't need to be an expert to lead.
你并不需要成为一个这个方面的专家，你才能够作为门徒训练者。
You just need to have a little bit more experience and be a little bit more mature.
你只要需要多一点点的经验和一点点的成熟。
We also had written materials.
我们还准备了一些书面的材料。
That a discipler and disciple could use for the times they were meeting together.
当他们在互相见面或者查经的时候，他们可以用这些书面的材料。
The discipler would in effect do pastoral work.
而门徒训练者实际上他们也做了一部分牧师的工作。
A part of the job pastors in traditional churches would do professionally by themselves.
而这些是传统教会的牧师，他通常自己会专业拿来做的一部分工作。
So you could say that our church had many small pastors, or many pastors.
或者你也可以说我们的教会其实有好多好多的牧师。
They help the church to disciple each other.
他们帮助教会能够获取更多的门徒。
I can still remember the first time a discipler and her disciple came forward to share before the discipler was to be baptized.
我还很清晰地记得第一次那个门徒训练者带着他所培养的门徒去受洗的那一次。
The disciple told us how her discipler had taught her and guided her.
门徒告诉我们说，他的训练者是如何让他有所改变、引导他的。
And she shared about the changes in her life.
他分享了他生活产生了如何大的变化。
And here she was wanting to be baptized.
而且他现在是非常想要受洗。
The main job of preparing this disciple had been done by the discipler.
所以主要准备这个受洗工作的，完全是由这个门徒训练者来完成。
The pastor had given her and the others who were baptized that day a couple of lessons only.
而牧师呢，只是当天给那个受洗的人和其他要受洗的人上一节课。
The main job had been done by the discipler.
主要的工作是由这个门徒训练者来做的。
She had been discipled for many months by her discipler.
而因为他已经被这个门徒训练者训练了很多个月了。
And when the disciple told us her witness.
当这个受洗者，也就是这个门徒，他跟我们讲他的见证的时候。
The discipler looked so happy.
这个训练他的人看起来是真的是真心的高兴。
She was shining.
他真的就是闪闪发光的开心。
She was so happy she had led the person to Christ.
他很开心，他可以把一个人带到耶稣基督的面前。
So as a pastor, I realized something very important.
作为一名牧师，我突然意识到一些事情很重要。
I had almost stolen this joy from my brothers and sisters in the church.
我差点把这种快乐从我的弟兄姐妹中拿走了。
As a discipler, she had done the most important job of all Christians.
而作为一名门徒训练者，她做了所有基督徒做的重要的工作。
Disciple new believers to become Christians are the most important job of Christians.
而作为一名门徒训练者，最重要的工作就是训练新的门徒成为我们的基督的追随者。
Of course, this discipleship program became important for the growth in our church.
而这种门徒训练的系统对我们的教会的成长是非常有益的。
However, there was another fantastic side effect we experienced from establishing discipleship program.
当然，在这个建立门徒训练这个机制当中，我们还有一个很好的受益。
As more and more people join this discipleship strategy, more and more deep relationships are formed in the church.
当我们让这种门徒训练的机制成长起来的时候，我们的教会就会有越来越多的深厚的关系和友谊，同时也建立起来。
Of course, there were still people who disliked each other. It will always be like that.
当然，我们不能保证说所有人都互相喜欢，或者所有人都一定是互相的关心。
But on the whole, lots and lots of friendships were established.
但是在这种情况下，无数的友谊都建立了起来。
So many good relationships that you could feel it in the joy when people came together on Sunday morning.
而我们教会就会充满了爱和充满了互相彼此的喜悦。你可以在这个周日的礼拜的时候就可以看到这种情况。
The atmosphere of the whole church changed to the better.
那整个教会的气氛就会变得非常的好。
You could feel it before and after and during the worship.
在我们每次礼拜的前后和中间，你都会感受到这种喜悦。
People were just delighted to see each other.
人们会互相就说啊，我可期待今天见到谁谁谁了。
My hope is that our church, the NCCC here in Oslo,
我对我们 NCCC 我们中华人教会的这个愿景。
Will grow in ability and be even better to take care of each other.
让我们教会中能够有互相更多的人能够彼此关心、彼此照顾。
My hope is that more and more of us are bound in love and honesty to each other.
我希望我们的教会里面的人能够互相的彼此相爱，能够诚实相待。
I believe if we do that,
我相信如果我们这么做的话
we will be more able to extend this love.
我们能够更加的把这个爱散播开来。
That has its source in Jesus Christ.
以便能够
to others so that they can accept Christ into their lives.
能够把这个爱散播开来，然后让更多的人能够接受耶稣基督的爱。
We must all be growing as humans.
我们都是像人一样的成长。
And become what Jesus wants us to be.
成长为耶稣基督希望我们成长的人。
His disciples.
也就是他的门徒。
Amen.
Amen.